This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. Hi, it's Morgan Michael from Kindsight 101. I'm super excited about the next 10 weeks or so. I will be posting on my podcast every alternating week a very short reflection, meditation, or strategy that will be designed to elicit a sense of altruism in yourself or others around you, a sense of self-compassion, and to generally put into practice many of the strategies and the practices that we talk about in many of the interviews on Kindsight 101. My hope is that you can put these strategies and meditations into action and into practice in your own life, and that it can actually benefit your life in some way. So I hope you love today's episode, and I'd love to hear from you either through the reviews on iTunes, those mean so much to me, or even online on Twitter, social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere, Morgan Michael, or Small Act, Big Impact. I really love loving kindness meditation, and this is a wonderful compassion meditation that I found on the Greater Good in Action website, which is a website that Berkeley University puts out, and it's called Compassion Meditation, and you can find it on their website, but it's all about strengthening feelings of concern for the suffering of others. And what I will take you through is sort of an abbreviated version, but you can do it and pause in between and really take it in. It's a really powerful exercise for eliciting a sense of empathy for others, but also for yourself. So this exercise draws on a guided meditation created by researcher Helen Wang and her colleagues at the Center for Healthy Minds at the University of Wisconsin. And she calls this meditation compassion meditation. And it's a similar kind of meditation to loving kindness meditation. So here's how it starts. Please settle into a comfortable position and allow yourself to relax. Take a deep breath and release. For a few seconds, just focus on your breath and clear your mind of worries. Notice when you're breathing in and breathing out. Let yourself experience and be aware of the sensations of breathing. Picture someone who is close to you, someone toward whom you feel a great amount of love. Notice how this love feels in your heart. Notice the sensations around your heart. Perhaps you feel a sense of warmth, openness, and tenderness. Continue breathing and focus on these feelings as you visualize your loved one. As you breathe out, imagine that you are extending a golden light that holds your warm feelings from the center of your heart. Imagine that the golden light reaches out to your loved one, bringing him or her peace and happiness. At the same time, silently recite these phrases. May you have happiness. May you be free from suffering. May you experience joy and ease. May you have happiness. May you be free from suffering. may you experience joy and ease. Repeat that in your head for the next 30 seconds or so. Remember to extend the golden light to your loved one from your heart. Feel with all your heart that you wish your loved one happiness and freedom from suffering. Now think of a time when this person was suffering. Maybe they experienced an illness, an injury, or a difficult time in a relationship. Notice how you feel when you think of his or her suffering. How does your heart feel? Do the sensations change? Do you continue to feel warmth, openness, and tenderness? Are there other sensations, perhaps an aching sensation? Continue to visualize your loved one as you breathe. Imagine that you are extending the golden light from your heart to your loved one, and the golden light is easing his or her suffering. Extend this light to them during your exhalation with the strong, heartfelt wish that they will be free from his or her suffering. Recite silently to him or her, "May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness. May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness." Notice how this feels in your heart. What happened to your heart? Did the sensations change? Did you continue to feel warmth and openness and tenderness? Were there other sensations, an aching sensation perhaps? Did you wish to take away the other's suffering? Contemplate a time when you have suffered yourself. Perhaps you experienced a conflict with someone you care about, or did not succeed in something you wanted, or were physically ill. Notice how you feel when you think of your suffering. How does your heart feel? Do you continue to feel warmth, openness, and tenderness? Are there other sensations? Perhaps an aching sensation. Just as we wish for our loved one's suffering to end, we wish that our own suffering would end. We may also envision that our own pain and suffering can be leaving us, so that we may experience happiness. Continue to visualize yourself as you breathe. Imagine that that golden light emanating from your heart is easing your suffering. With each exhalation, feel the light emanating within you with the strong, heartfelt wish that you will be free from your suffering. Silently recite to yourself, "May I be free from this suffering. May I have joy and happiness. May I be free from this suffering. May I have joy and happiness." And keep reciting that. "May I be free from this suffering. May I have joy and happiness." Again, notice how this feels in your heart. What kind of sensations did you feel? Did they change when you were envisioning your own suffering? How is this feeling different from when you wished your loved one's suffering to be relieved? Did you feel warmth, openness, and tenderness? Were there other sensations such as pressure? Did you have a wish to take your own suffering away? Now visualize someone you neither like nor dislike. Someone you may see in your everyday life, such as a classmate with whom you are not familiar, a bus driver, a stranger you pass on the street. Although you are not familiar with this person, think about how this person may suffer in his or her own life. This person may also have conflicts with loved ones or struggled with addiction or may have suffered an illness. Imagine a situation in which this person may have suffered. Notice your heart center. Does it feel different? Do you feel more warmth, openness, and tenderness? Are there other sensations? How does your heart feel different from when you were envisioning your own or a loved one's suffering? Continue to visualize this person as you breathe. Imagine that you are extending the golden light from your heart to them and that the golden light is easing his or her suffering. Extend this light out to them during your exhalation with the strong, heartfelt wish that he or she be free from suffering. See if this wish can be as strong as the wish for your own or a loved one's suffering to be relieved. Silently recite to him or her, "May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness. May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness." Again, notice how this feels in your heart. Did the sensations change? Did you continue to feel warmth, openness, and tenderness? Were there other sensations? Did you wish to take away this person's suffering? How are these feelings different from when you were wishing to take away your own or your loved one's suffering? Now visualize someone with whom you have difficulty in your life. This may be a parent or a child with whom you disagree, an ex, a roommate, or a coworker with whom you do not get along. Although you may have negative feelings toward this person, think of how this person has suffered in his or her own life. This person has also had conflicts with loved ones, or has dealt with failures, or may have suffered illness. Think of a situation in which this person may have suffered. Notice your heart center. Does it feel different? Do you feel more warmth, openness, and tenderness? Are there other sensations, perhaps an aching sensation? How does your heart feel different from when you were envisioning your own or a loved one's suffering? Continue to visualize this person as you breathe. Imagine that you are extending that golden light from your heart to him or her, and that the golden light is easing his or her suffering. Extend this light out to him or her during your exhalation with the strong, heartfelt wish that he or she may be free from suffering. See if this wish can be as strong as the wish for your own or a loved one's suffering to be relieved. Silently recite to him or her, "May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness. May you be free from this suffering. May you have joy and happiness." If you have a difficult time wishing for this person's suffering to be relieved, you may think of a positive interaction in which you've had with this person that can help you in wishing them joy and happiness. Again, notice how this feels in your heart. Did the sensations change? Did you feel warmth, openness, and tenderness? How are these feelings different from what you were wishing for your own or a loved one's suffering to end? Were there other sensations, perhaps a tightness in the chest? Did you have a wish to take away this person's suffering? Now that we are almost at the end of this meditation, let's end with a wish for all other human beings' suffering to be relieved. Just as I wish to have peace, happiness, and to be free from suffering, so do all beings. Now bask in the joy of this open-hearted wish to ease the suffering of all people, and how this attempt brings joy, happiness, and compassion in your heart at this very moment. Thank you for being on this meditation journey with me today. Have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes, and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating a kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag smallactbigimpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.